Homework is destroying my life. I think it should be banned. We do 30 hours of school each week and then they want us to do more work at home? I don't think so. The worst part is that Mum hassles me about it all week, so I pretend I left my assignment at school or I tell her about new research that claims homework causes blindness, and then I don't do it and I get detention. Right now, though, at this very moment, I have the opportunity to never do homework again. Ever. I'm standing under the fig tree near the front gate. Hundreds of kids stream past, heading for their buses. I'm spying on Stella Holling, who is tucked into a narrow gap between the year 4 and 5 portables. Almost every kid in my class walks by and hands their homework to her. They make it look so easy. They give it to her, say, "Thanks, Stella," then walk away. Stella will do their homework for them in their own handwriting and get them full marks no matter the subject. No questions asked. Stella says she loves homework, and she's been offering this free service to her classmates for the past 5 weeks. Note, for something big like a model of the solar system or a family tree, she expects modest payment in the form of pink jelly beans or strawberry jelly crystals. I have not yet taken advantage of her offer because I smell a rat. Stella Holling has been in love with me since second grade. She has tricked, swindled, and blackmailed me into kissing her so many times that I know there must be a catch. Stella is one of the most devious humans on the planet, especially when it comes to kissing me. There's no way she would just do my homework out of the goodness of her heart. Leilani, Jonah, Brittany, they all hand over their homework sheets and head off to their buses, happy as anything. They'll probably hang out with friends, kick balls, play video games, and do bombies off Kings Bay Wharf all afternoon while I'm working my stinking guts out. Stella is now cradling a large pile of papers, and she has an enormous smile on her face. She looks down at the pile like she wants to marry it. Maybe she really does just love homework. The last few kids, Billy, Milo, Huxley, and Jack, add their papers to Stella's stack. This cuts me deeply, knowing that Jack will have no homework and I will. He pulls a face at me and blows kisses to an imaginary crowd, as though he's some kind of rock star for having found a loophole in the education system. He bows to his invisible fans and walks right over to me. "You are one pathetic loser, Weekly," I growl. Would any girl really do almost their entire class's homework for 5 weeks just to kiss you? Most girls would do everyone's homework for 5 weeks not to have to kiss you. Think about it. Are you really that special? I think about it for a moment, and I really don't think I'm that special. It's just, "I gotta go," Jack says. "I might see if Lewis wants to go up to the Oval." The thought of my two friends, free as birds, while I sit at the kitchen table doing long division kills me. I don't have a choice. I have to take the plunge, risk everything. I start towards Stella, pulling my homework out of my bag. "Yes," Jack says, pumping his fist, following me. "That's awesome. Do you want to play soccer or footy? Or do you want to come over to my house?" "Stella," I say. She looks up. I glance around, making sure that no teachers are watching. I hold out my homework. She looks at me for an uncomfortably long time, then she smiles, just like she did with the others. "Sure," she says. She takes the papers from my hand. "Thanks," I say. Then Jack and I turn and walk away. And that's it. I can't believe how easy it was. I walk slightly faster than usual, putting as much space between Stella and me as possible, just in case, but I can't help grinning so wide my jaw aches. Jack puts his hand out and I give him 5. "You should have done that weeks ago," he says. "Why don't you get off at my stop and..." "Oh, Tom," says a voice from behind us. My smile wilts. I pretend not to hear. We continue towards the front gate, picking up speed. "Tommy," Stella says, louder this time. Up ahead, I can see Mrs. Hamilton standing next to my bus, talking to the driver. She looks my way. "Tom," Stella calls. This time her voice cuts through everything. There's no way I could not have heard her. I wait for her to start coming out from between the classrooms. "My bus is about to go," I call out. She says, shaking her head and waggling her finger. I start to worry that she might do something bad to my homework. "I just have one incy-wincy little request," she says. "What?" I ask, but I already know. "One ickle kissy for Stella?"